details out and record them both sides.
This is recording in Hickory, North Carolina. Just testing the batteries on the tape recorder and the signal coming in the modulometer. Today is Thursday, June 5th.
Patch and dock them a little bit. Get me some of that trimming. I got a brother. And I got all this kind of stuff. Put it on there. Do a little dock.
This is what you do.
Put my cowboy head on.
Salton, you're telling me swamp root's your favorite medicine? Is that the stuff you always take? You take the other stuff too, or just the swamp root?
I take all of it.
What do you got in here?
That's water. All you got to be ready, Freddy. Got to be ready. What have you been doing around?
What am I doing? Been doing around?
Yeah, around taking pictures or something.
Yeah, well, when we came down here last time, we got a lot of pictures of you, but we wanted to take a little few of the market too, and take you setting up. Some of the things we didn't get last time, so we thought we'd come down and see you again. We were in this area, so.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you got a whole lot of markets, because there's a lot of them. These things is all over the country now. Set you down, Anderson, they done built a whole lot of them.
Oh, really?
Yes, down below there.
Wow.
They built, you know, where I was at, they built 140-some stalls below that. Then they several buildings. They got about...
All right, try that and see the big change in your vision. Isn't that nice? Did you read the label? Last you 4 years in a bottle, the windshield, the bathroom mirror, the TV screen, the car window. Just clean yours free?
Sure.
Is it as good as that, doctor? She already had one. Oh, she's looking right at you.
Hers look pretty clean.
Yeah, we cleaned them so much, we cleaned them out. This prevents steam and fog and dust, dirt and lint and grease, oil and film and carbon and tobacco smoke and sawdust. Come out of the cold, open the oven, get out of the air-conditioned car, no steaming. Now the one I treated won't steam. The other one will. See that?
You're right.
And gives you the sharpest vision you've seen in all your 23 years of living. He is 23, I guess age, but not weight. And repels scratches. And when you say goodnight, no steaming.
No steaming?
Uh-uh. Works in your windshield 3 weeks. You don't have a wreck from a steam windshield. The bathroom mirror, you can see how to shave and comb your hair afterwards. And the TV screen won't get dust, dirt, and lint. And gives you a sharp, clear picture of your favorite program, Sanford and Son. Now try that and see the big change in your vision. And then, Dad, in your striped shirt, let me clean yours free and it won't hurt him. Come on over. Well, but not here, you didn't. Well, that's a red stick. This is it's all clear. No. Made to the University of South Carolina. Far superior. These are 3 or 2 for $5. Two different glass companies. That's why one's black lid, the other's white.
Okay, we might buy one for $3. That sounds good.
All right. Let me clean yours while you're here.
Well,
did she do any good?
Yeah.
She did. I didn't think she would. If you didn't know it.
I bought some of that kind like that for his glove part
to dry it up. Oh, you didn't consult me. Now let me consult you. If it gets a little dry in a long period of time, you put one drop of water in it, let it soak it up, makes it better than new. See, you didn't consult me. And if it gets a little moist due to a hot place, you put it in the refrigerator with the lid off and it restores it to new again.
How you doing today?
Did you consult me? No. See, you didn't know. You think I'd like to tease, don't you? You didn't know it, but he knows it, you see. So he knows it better. Oh, he's 17.
All right.
And we won't let you go without it.
How you doing?
Okay.
I like to tease. You didn't know I had a master's in human behavior, did you? I do. I taught school, too. Didn't hardly pay my bills. $17. Now, did you get your bottle?
Yeah, I did. Oh, did I? No, I didn't.
All right. Now, the thinner you use it, the better. Do one lens and wipe it immediately while moist.
Mm-hmm.
in a very, very long period of time, if you get a little dry or any fishing or leave a little film, put a drop of water in it, makes it better than new. Good to the last drop like Maxwell House.
Good to the last drop like Maxwell House. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll give it to my girlfriend here.
Is that she?
That's her.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
No, she.
She.
Nominative. Following the linking verb, takes a nominative, predicate nominative. An English major, too.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you what we're doing.
All right.
We're down from the Smithsonian in Washington.
I've been there.
Have
great,
you really?
Great place.
Well, we
Lindbergh Spirit of St. Louis there.
That's right. That's right. And we're, believe it or not, we're going around the country to some of the different places, listening to some of the old pitches that people are doing for different things like eyeglass cleaner, Vegemax, and things like that. Have you ever sold anything else other than eyeglass cleaner?
World Book, Bibles. I work for a Bible bookstore. I've been a pastor. I've been on Christian education. I've done youth work. I've done service men's work.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you sell the Bibles door to door?
Mostly to churches and individuals who, with whom I came in contact.
Uh-huh. Was there a way of selling Bibles the way there is the way of selling eyeglass cleaner?
Well, everyone likes to have a Bible at home, whether they believe it or not, you see. Believe the book or not, you know.
Uh-huh.
To show, you know, to impress people as they come in, so that's fine. But they don't buy it necessarily to read it. Whereas this is a little more practical for every day, but the Bible's practical for every day too. But this is something that helps physically. The Bible helps spiritually.
Uh-huh. That's a good point. But
Come on, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Let me clean your glasses. Well, you can see him so much better if you get your glasses clean. Come on over. Go ahead. Am I being recorded?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, good. Okay.
Give us your glasses and we'll clean them for you, sir, and it won't hurt them. It's a doctor's cleaner. University of South Carolina made the product, and you're missing out on a blessing. And you're passing opportunities. A bald-headed man, after you pass you by, you can't drive him. There's no hair. Let me clean your glasses for you. Come on over. It's the University of South Carolina product. Well, you're all for the Gamecocks. Let me clean your glasses. You're not for the Clemson.
I'll take some more pictures.
Okay.
If I'm interfering too much, you let me know because I'll be happy to serve you.
Okay.
This kills the steak like Tristan the lens 3 days, so it won't attract dust, dirt, and lint 3 days or longer. When you come out of the cold, open the oven, get out of the air-conditioned car, do your cooking, sweat in the face, no steaming, and repels grease, oil, film, carbon, tobacco, smoke, and sawdust. Gives you the sharpest vision you've seen in all your 25 years of living. And works for you when you cook. You do cook.
Not what I can get.
Well, it makes better biscuits, too. And better cornbread. And better, Grits, you're Southerner. I can tell that.
Way down south.
And repels everything that floats. Even fire departments use it on firefighting masks. U.S. Marine Corps use it on scopes or guns when you go hunting. Isn't that nice? And doesn't she look younger?
Oh, you're
do it again.
How much is that?
That's reduced in price from $5 to $3 or 2 for $5. And she could use one too.
I want to know how much wages you're paying him.
Wages?
Yes.
I've never consulted the union yet.
What do you want for this?
Three. Now, the thinner you use it, the better. Ever get a little dry in a long period, one drop of water makes it better than new.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you have the dog here. Is that your dog?
Yes. It's Frida's her name. She's a genuine dachshund. Give it the German pronunciation. Now, clean your glasses free, sir, and it won't hurt him. Let me clean your glasses free, sir. Go ahead and keep asking questions.
Go ahead.
I can do two jobs at once.
Oh, no.
Repels everything that floats in the air, dust, dirt, lint, steam, fog, grease, oil, and film. Body film, too, that gets on there from the oil glands of your cheeks and gives you the sharpest vision you've seen since you've been wearing glasses. And you don't need to have to wipe them every day. Sometimes it lasts a week, butchers have told me, and carpenters have told me, because it keeps sawdust and steam off. No steaming. Steams right away. And put on the windshield, won't steam 3 weeks, in the bathroom mirror 3 weeks, and the TV screen won't get dust, dirt, and lint 3 weeks. After you showered, you can see how to comb your hair and shave because the bathroom mirror is not steamed up. But on the outside, the windshield won't get frost, but it does not repel ice. And you're a painter, too, I can tell, with the paint on them. Try that and see the big change in your vision, much improved. Isn't that great? Isn't that gorgeous? Those last 4 years are reduced to $3 or 2 for $5, and you cannot buy it in store shelves. If it doesn't work, send the label to the company to refund your money. Ask questions. Go ahead.
What's your name?
Johnson. Two of our boys made it to the White House. One was Andrew and one was Lyndon B. And I'm running for the next president.
What's your first name?
Randall.
Randall? Okay. Where are you from?
Originally Illinois, where the river's gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois. Through the vista of the years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears, Grant and Logan and her tears, Illinois, Illinois.
So what else have you done through the years?
Taught school, elementary, junior high, high school, and college. Got my master's last year, last June. Human behavior and counseling. That's why I like to observe you, because of the human behavior. You have a scope in your gun, we clean them free. And it won't steam. Well, you missed out on a blessing then.
Lost out there then.
How much for the dog?
Slightly more than the eyeglass cleaner. Am I bid 400 or 5? She's genuine Dachshund. And you pronounce it with a German accent.
Yeah,
where else are you working? Where else do you sell the eyeglass cleaner?
King's department stores. We have a national contract, and Zaire's department stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just come here on Thursdays?
Yes.
So you don't go to any other flea markets?
Yes, I went to, for the first time, I went to the one yesterday up at Lexington, but it arrived a little late. I didn't have my Oldsmobile 898, and I couldn't make the time in the 67 Chrysler that I can make in the Olds 98. So I was late.
So how do you go about selling the World Book? Is that very different from the eyeglasses? Or was
well,
that
it's door-to-door sales work, and I don't like that personally. It rubs my fur.
Really?
It doesn't set with my disposition. And I can't laugh and joke as quickly and as readily.
Then you can in a market, yeah. You think? Is it easier in a market to joke? And
depends on your personality. Now, I have a friend who just sells it like hotcakes. He's my neighbor. He lives 2 doors away. I've known him 20 years. And you haven't, while you're assisting him, and I appreciate it, you haven't had your glasses cleaned.
Well, they aren't even glasses, they're just plain old
Well, it works on anything, glass, plastic,
right.
Or plexiglass.
All right.
And gives you the sharpest, youngest vision you've seen since you've been living in this world.
Now, wait a minute, you told me I was 23, you told the other gentleman he was 25, it seems like you're underestimating people's ages.
Very probably. You see, no one likes criticism, but they appreciate compliments. Not flattery, as isn't flattery, is compliments. Quite a difference between the two if you look it up in dictionary. No steaming. And then you don't run into things in winter, you see, when your glasses are steamed up, and you don't have a wreck, and you can see how to shave after you showered, and everything looks younger and better, like the Garden of Eden. I also have a Master of Divinity. I also have a Bachelor of Arts in English. Why am
so
I doing
this? Were you a preacher at one
yes.
time, too?
Yes. Oh, pastor of 5 Baptist churches, not all at once, so. First Baptist San Diego, also.
Hey, thank you.
Let me clean them free. How's that, friend?
Much better. Thank you.
See, it's not the value of the glasses. It's the value of your eyes. Dirty glasses strain your eyes. I even get tickled myself. Prevents dust, dirt, lint, steam, fog, grease, oil, film, carbon, tobacco, smoke, and sawdust, and you don't have to clean your glasses for 3 or 4 days. You have more time to live that way. Don't spend it cleaning glasses, you see. No steaming. Steams right away. But when you have a wreck in the winter, you go, oh, if I'd only got that glass cleaner, you see, because your windshield steamed up. And you had a wreck and destroyed your car. But if you had all clear, it won't happen.
So is this the first time you've used your dog to help you?
No, I've used her about a year and a half.
Always to sell the eyeglass cleaner, though?
Promote, because people come to the booth if they see the dog, and if the dog's not here, they don't come. I've learned that, the psychology of their thinking.
You think the dog is really the critical factor in
it? It gets a lot of people to the booth that wouldn't come otherwise. How's that, lady? And do read the label, and it lasts 4 years, and it's reduced in price from $5 to $3 or 2 for $5, and you cannot buy it in store shelves. And if it doesn't work, send the label in, get your money, keep the bottle, and they'll refund your money through the mail. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know. I only have the sunglasses.
But it works on them, you see. It's not the value of the glasses, it's the value of your eyes. Dirty glasses strain them, and you have a bad vision if you don't keep your glasses clean.
Have you ever sold, like, sharp knives or Vegematics or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Is this the only real the product that you've sold?
Well, other than what I already mentioned.
Uh-huh. You never, did you ever work as a barker or a hawker in any other way?
No. And I even saw this opera Carousel, where the man was a barker, the circus barker.
And yeah.
You know, I saw that in Fort Bowl in San Diego, out under the stars, Starlight Opera.
Huh.
You're nothing but a barker at an old cheap carousel, heard his daughter told him. Now, where does all this go that I'm giving you?
Well, we work for the Smithsonian has
yes.
a lot of different programs.
Yes.
One of them is called the Folklore Program.
Yeah.
And that's what we work for. And they put on a big folk festival every
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a program on American talkers, people that sell things. In other words,
yeah.
it involves, you know,
yeah.
eyeglass sales, but also involves auctioneers
yeah.
and...
your glasses for you. Go ahead.
Auctioneers, pitchmen of different kinds,
yeah.
carnival barkers,
yeah.
circus announcers,
yeah.
and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, as an eyeglass cleaner, you seem to have made something of an art of it.
I'm the top salesman of the entire company.
You are?
Hmm?
You think it's the dog? I mean, don't you think that you should have credit in that?
Well, I'm insistent, for one thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm aggressive, for another.
Uh-huh.
And remain pleasant and get them laughing and they like you and they buy because they like you.
Uh-huh.
One man told me the other day, he says, I need this like I'll need a hole in my head. But I'm buying it anyway. He says, I'll probably never use it, but I'm going to buy it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Give us your glasses, gentlemen. Oh, yeah, we cleaned them, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Uh-huh. For what?
The old CNI.
500, what am I bid?
500.
Uh-huh.
Is that all you bid?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. It even repels sea spray at the seashore where she sells seashells at the seashore.
It does.
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
This must be the newspaper man here.
It is. It repels sea spray at the seashore where she sells seashells at the seashore. Until the rough and ragged rascal came around and she took out after him through the rough and ragged rocks and then they met Peter Piper who picked a peck of peppers. And if Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers, where's the peck of peppers Peter Piper picked?
So you were an English teacher too?
Yes. Especially on the grammar. That's my line.
Well, you seem to be very good with words. Is that something that you've cultivated a little bit?
Yes. And then so many grammatical errors in young people. Speech today because they're not taught the rules and the principles of grammar and that the subjunctive mode, if I were king, all my subjects would eat cake, and they say if I was king,
mm-hmm.
and they say this is me, and that's incorrect because that's objective and it has to have this is I, nominative.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound the way doesn't sound to their ear the way it should be. But they've been hearing it incorrectly, so they pronounce it incorrectly,
mm-hmm.
rather than go by the rule of grammar.
Do you try to work out your
clean your glasses, Reed lady? Come on over. Won't hurt them. Doctor's cleaner.
Well,
we clean them after the sale too. Come on over. Service after the sale.
I think we got some.
Oh, it still works regardless if you have it or don't have it. Go ahead.
Well, do you try to give the speech that you give to sell the glasses a little bit of poetry and rhythm and rhyme? And
yes. I use the English. I use Bible. I use the witness of the word, and it's a ministry in itself.
What, excuse me?
It's a ministry in itself when I use scripture.
Uh-huh.
It's a good way of getting it out and letting the people hear it. For no person who hears the word of God can remain exactly the same after he's heard it.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit takes and honors it and works in his heart. I believe that. If you've been exposed to it, I'm sure you agree.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see how my tape is doing here. If it's still turning.
Maybe running out. I'm talking so long. Do you have your sunglasses? You should specialize in sunglasses in the sun.
What made you think of putting the little bonnet on Frida?
When I was a boy, I saw dogs with glasses and caps and pipes in their mouths running along beside their master uptown. And that idea came back to me.
Oh, really?
When people wouldn't come to the booth, I needed something to attract them, get them over. Give us your glasses, gentlemen. We'll clean them free and it won't hurt them.
Just for a second.
And lady?
Can you get the dog to look at him?
Yeah, look this way, Frida. Come on. And you too. Give us your glasses, lady, and let us clean them free, and it won't hurt them. It's a doctor's cleaner. Come on over. And a scratch in the product.
I need it.
and you're going to see
it. Just don't put them on the dog.
Well, she's been sterilized. Keeps them from dust, dirt, and lint 3 days, setting up repelling action and repels steam and fog and grease, oil, and film. And when you cook, fry meat and skillet, no grease, and keeps all the steam off when you cook it in the kitchen. And when you come out of the cold and open your oven and the dishwasher and the clothes dryer, no steaming. Steams right away. Did you see that?
No, I can't see.
Still have the glasses.
See how one steamed the other day? Did you see that time? She'll confirm it for you.
If I could see, I wouldn't be worried.
Does the dog bite?
Of course. He bites everybody who comes, and he would have bit you except you haven't fed him. No.
Well, let's get ready to.
I tease first, you see. It's more fun that way, isn't it? Now try that and see the big change in your vision. How's that, lady?
That's better.
The University of South Carolina made that. It lasts 4 years. It's reduced in price from $5 to $3 or 2 for $5, and you cannot buy it in stores. If it doesn't work exactly as we tell you, steam the label off, send the company, and they'll refund your money, and you keep the jar.
Did you ever do any preaching on the sidewalk?
I mean, yes, but that isn't mine for my personality.
Yeah, that's right, I see.
Well, did it work?
No, well, it cleaned up.
Well, that's all it's supposed to do, and then repel. It's not my makeup.
So, in other words, you feel that it's a little bit less pushy to be, rather than selling encyclopedias door-to-door or preaching on the sidewalk, that this is a
well,
little bit...
Well, you can't get a crowd. People stand far off and listen a little bit or walk on and say, well, he's a religious fanatic, he's a nut, and I don't have time to bother with him.
Yeah, yeah.
See, it's not in an atmosphere for worship and reception. There was a day when it was, but not anymore.
Were you ever doing it in the day when it was? Or
No, I was too... I was born 30 years later. Let's clean your glasses free, sir, and it won't hurt them. It's a doctor's cleaner.
I don't know how dirty you are now.
Thank you.
I got a bottle out the other day.
Did you really?
Place there.
And it does work, doesn't it?
It does. It's good.
Tell your friends and neighbors and send them over.
Oh, yeah.
Even out here.
My wife left it off, which she works in the mill, you know.
Right. The lint and the steam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
He's already has it, so I don't need to promote.
Did you ever have a church that you were a preacher in?
Oh, yes, 5 different ones.
And you gave sermons? I mean, did you?
Oh, yes, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Taught the scriptures on Wednesday night Bible class.
It seemed like you'd be awfully good at that. I mean, from seeing you doing this.
Well, I'll tell you, when I taught at Trinity Christian Academy, Jacksonville, Florida, I taught math and business education, typewriting and Greg shorthand, and all the students who were not in my class, who had other teachers, went to the principal and wanted to get in Mr. Johnson's class because we learned and we had fun, and I did not scold like the other teachers. And everybody wanted in my class. He didn't tell me that the end of school was over. I might have had more.
You're
welcome.
Are you going to be here all day?
Till late. Crowd leaves.
Which about what time?
About 3.
Okay. I'll come back and talk to you some more. Do you have a card or anything like that?
I'll give you my address and phone number if you like.
Yeah, I really would, because we were putting together a...
You're welcome.
Will you probably be off next week?
No, I'm going to be gone out of town 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
let me give you this to hold.
Oh, Manny works wonderful in a mill.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're right on the box of this tape.
But I will.
Right on the back of it, on the back.
I'll see.
All right.
Yeah, that's awful good, though. That word, I don't worry mine so much, but they worry me to death when they fall good.
Yes, well, you'll love this if you'll use it.
Yeah, I wouldn't take nothing for it. I put it in the room where my wife can get it.
This hickory, I'll put on there so you know where the interview was.
Mm-hmm.
I hear pups. I have a wife and 3 children.
And you, what town do you live? Where do you live now?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, Greenville?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did you just drive up for the day?
I drove up yesterday to that other flea market. What did I tell you it was? Lexington. But I didn't get there till 10, so it was over at 1. Now what organization?